Hello. We have shared quite a challenging year at Cornell this year between the austere budgets, the reorganization of many parts of the university under consideration, and of course the tragic losses of student lives over the last several months. But it's important now, especially about the latter topic, that our whole community together look toward the future. We have done what we needed to do immediately to reduce the possibility of students or others acting on their impulses by putting up some barriers on our bridges. But that's just a short-term immediate response to an immediate situation with which we had to deal. Now I'm asking each of you to work with me and each other to move our university forward toward a longer-term approach to improving our support of our over 20,000 students on this campus. In my Daily Sun column of April 5, I announced that we're going to review as a campus community how we support our students. I'm proud to tell you that Dean of Faculty Bill Fry and Provost Kent Fox and Vice President for Student and Academic Services Susan Murphy have stepped up together to agree to lead this reconsideration of the student support on our campus and to move the way forward. I call on all of you in the faculty to think together collectively about your role in supporting students without harming the academic rigor and excellence that brought all of us here to Cornell. I call on you to think about the academic calendar, the grading system, and the campus climate in the classrooms, studios, and laboratories in general. I call upon you, our valued colleagues at the Gannett Health Services, to even further reconsider the already excellent service that you deliver in the diagnostic and preventive and therapeutic realms. I ask all of you on the staff of the university to think of your contact with students and in support of them and to share your good and well-informed ideas with us. I call on all of you who are students to help us connect better with you and your mates in every way possible, and for you to take a part in making sure that people see services for mental health problems as something we all need occasionally. I have had help from counseling in my past, and I urge all of us to lower the stigma of going to get help and asking those who are dear to us to get help themselves. I call of all of you in the alumni group, over 200,000 strong around the world, to share with us your wisdom, your experience with Cornell, and your experience since Cornell. And finally, I ask us all to look forward, to look toward the future, not the present. The present is under control, and we are coming together as a community to do what we need to do. Let's move together the way forward. Thank you.